Hello, darlings. So I felt like I owed you guys a little something since I posted my verification and then promptly fell off the face of the earth for 5 days while I was out of town. So in addition to the audio that I posted, I wanted to do this questionnaire. I found the Pivot questionnaire, or Inside the Actor's Studio. It's a short questionnaire, and I thought it would be a good get to know you, perhaps. Maybe. I haven't looked at the questions ahead of time because I'm being very good and following directions. let's see here. So I know they're meant to be done in a really quick fashion, but since this is the first time y'all are getting to know me, I figured I would take a little more time, explain my answers. So let's dive in, shall we? All right, what is your favorite word? Oh no. Okay, I love words and I hate picking favorites. So this is not going to be easy. Words sound so cool, she says, as she loses all of the ability to say words at all. So that's a hard question, but nimble or thimble, like something about the I-M-B-L-E, something about that is just really fun. Or the word curmudgeon is also a really fun one. as far as like GWA words, ramblefap is a pretty awesome word. And I'm going to have to say that that goes on the list as well. What is your least favorite word? Ooh, do I have a least favorite word? I'm not really sure. You know, it might just be the connotation of the word rather than the actual sound of the word. So I'm going to go in that direction and say disrespect. That's a really big pet peeve of mine, and so I'm not a big fan of that word in general. What is something that turns you on? Lots and lots and lots of things. The answer that comes to my head immediately is being held down. I love being held down. I love feeling someone's hands around my wrist, pinning me to the wall or to the bed or to the floor or wherever. You know, I'm not discriminatory when it comes to where we have fun, but I really love that feeling. What is something that turns you off? Well, I'm not a big fan of really aggressive humiliation, giving or receiving. So I think that's probably the answer, the right answer. Is there a right answer when you're the one answering the questions? Sure, she says. What sound or noise do you love? Oh, I love to hear moans. I don't care who you are. I love that sound. The just the sound of pleasure. Or like when you get really into it and the growl comes out, or that possessive, like just very need induced growl, moan. I love that. What sound or noise do you hate? I hate super high-pitched whistly sounds, like a kettle boiling, that kind of sound. I hate that. It also reminds me of when you're descending in a plane and you have a sinus infection and your eardrums feel like they're about to burst, and you feel that, or you hear that high-pitched like that. Let me do it for you, she says with a cold. I can't do high-pitched noises right now anyway because of this lovely cold. What is your favorite curse word?
Fuck.
You know. Is that boring? It's just that it's such a good word. It's such an emotional word. It carries so much heft, you know? What profession other than your own would you like to attempt?
Ooh, other than my own.
You know, I'm not really sure. I'm kind of doing the things that I already really love. But maybe author. I might attempt to be an author. I'm not sure if I have the the ability to make myself follow through enough in writing. Often when I start to write something, I get sidetracked and then it never gets finished. So I'm not sure if I would actually ever be able to be very lucrative at that profession, but that would be fun to attempt. What profession would you not like to do? Oh my gosh. Lots of things that I would not like to do, but I really appreciate that others do, such as, you know, picking up trash, or building, doing construction work, farming, things that I would not like to do, but I very much appreciate that other people do want to do, or maybe not want to do, but take the responsibility to do. I appreciate that. And last question, if heaven exists, what would you like to hear God say when you arrive at the pearly gates? What would I like to hear? I would love to hear God sing me like a really big musical number. That would be wonderful. Can you imagine it? Like, you get into heaven and then it's like, ah! Oh God. No, that would be really fun. But as far as actual content of words, probably just something, you know, I love you. I'm proud of you, maybe. And come on in. Yeah, really good thing I'm not writing scripts for the pearly gates. All right, that's the end of this questionnaire. Thank you for sitting down with me and going on this short little journey. There's so much more that we have to learn about each other, and I am super excited to take the time to get to know you more and for you to get to know me more. I hope that you enjoy going on this journey as much as I do. Have a wonderful evening, night, morning, afternoon, wherever it is that you are in your day. And I'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye, friends.